This is Detroit's classic rock station, WCSX. WCSX HD1, Birmingham, Detroit. A Beasley Media Group station. Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
Will you do that? It's about 6 o'clock. The last week of the Summer of Seger. Hard to believe, man. Wednesday and Friday, the last two shows for Bob Seger at Pine Knob.
So 5 and 6.
Yep.
5 and 6.
5 and 6. This will be it. I don't know, man. Garth Brooks showed up to some other event. We got to top them with Bob. What are we going to do? Okay, we don't know anything. But what are the odds Kid Rock's going to show up to one of these two shows? I haven't even looked. Is he out on tour right now? We should look. He's not. Okay. Come on. He's got to be here for one of them, doesn't he? He's got to. The last two shows of Pine Knob? Doesn't it make sense?
I would, if I was a betting person, I would bet money he would be at one of them.
And we don't know anything. That is an absolute fact. Anyway, Summer of Seger rolls on our last week, and of course we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to both shows and our State of Seger shirt. All you have to do is...
Listen, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30 for your cue to call. If you're caller 31, you get the shirt, and then you're qualified for the tickets. It's that easy.
Lots to get to this morning, but first thing up is sports. What's coming up, Aaron?
Well, we have a new U.S. Open winner. The World Cup rolls on. Another sad weekend for the Tigers.
You need new tires.
Fact.
You
there it is. CSX Big Jim's house, 620 Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Summer of Seger. Your next chance coming up at 6:30, of course, to win one of the State of Seger shirts. And then, of course, show number five?
Five.
Yeah, show number five on Wednesday. But now we got to talk about Aaron's hometown. Answer this question. I was hit with a blank. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. I was hit with a blank because a man in Mount Clemens was hit with...
a samurai sword.
Yes. Yes. Love the Clem. We have this whole story. If you want to read it, it's posted. Oh, there's video from Fox 2. And then the news headline alone is worth the price of admission. 248-398-9279. Text us. Keyword is...
sword.
Here's a little bit from Fox 2.
Shaken up and cut up after this Mount Clemens man says a man attacked him with a sword.
He was sticking me with the sword. It ripped my shirt.
Well, yeah, because it's a sword. What were you hit with?
Me?
Yeah.
Lots of things.
Anyone come up? Well, your mom used to clobber you with stuff, like when you got out of line.
Oh, yeah. No, the breadboard. A breadboard was a constant in our house growing up.
I was hit with a cane. My grandma hit me with a cane once because I got out of line and she took my legs out.
Sweep the leg, Johnny!
She did. Dropped me right on my ass. GG, Jim. Wham! And down I went. My son was hit. I asked my older son, Ryan. I'm like, he goes, I was hit with a pizza. They had a thing called pizza slap when they would have like a sleepover at our house. We would get them a pizza, right? So then the next morning, whoever was the last person up, somebody would go over and grab the pizza, a slice of pizza, and slap them in the face to wake them up. So it became known as pizza slap.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. They'd come downstairs with like pepperoni grease all over their face. What was the one text message I saw earlier?
Somebody got hit in the face with a catfish and then a dart. But not at the same time, I asked.
Well, yeah. I was hit with a blank, 248-398-9279. How do you get hit with a cat? Well, fishing, I get that one. The dart? I don't know, man. I'm never going axe throwing with you.
Me?
You.
Oh, yeah, after a couple cocktails? Bad idea.
Yeah, no. I think I would trust you more with a sword than I would with an axe.
You should not trust me with any sharp objects, just saying.
Here's the question. The roommate, we don't want to criticize the roommate who was attacked with a sword. Obviously horrible to hear the person being attacked. However, how did you not notice that the guy was pulling out a sword so he could get away from him? You can't just quick draw a sword, can you?
You can't. That's what we were talking about off air. Like, how would you not see that coming?
Well, where'd that sword come from? What are you... Hey, congrats to Angie Wathen, a grand blank, our latest winner during the Summer of Seger. We'll do that again at 7:30. We're sitting here in the studio this morning talking about the story out of Mount Clemens. A guy attacked his roommate with a sword, which led to the question we were going to throw at you guys. I was hit with a blank. 248-398-WCSX. Doesn't have to be attacked, just you were hit with a blank. 248-398-9279. Now, the more we read this story, though, Aaron just pointed something out to us that you would never think about. Now, what was going down between him and his roommate?
Okay, so this guy got in an argument with a 35-year-old woman over some money. And the roommate heard the altercation and then attacked the man with the sword. But it gets even better. The man with the sword was identified, right? Then I read further down, and the guy who was attacked says he tried to explain the situation, but the guy kept coming at him and swinging the sword.
Why are you... time for words are over. It's over. The guy's swinging a sword at you. That's not when you're like, hey, we need to take it down a notch here.
Talk about it.
Can we sit on the couch and just have a talk? I'll make you some latte. How about a nice fresco tab? I mean, come on.
At that point, you should be running.
CSXP Jim Tao 653. We've been talking about this this guy, Mal Clemens, who attacked his roommate with a sword. We're not joking. If you want to see the whole story and the fact that he looks like the bad guy from The Last Dragon, we'll send it to you at 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
sword.
There's some weird stuff goes on in your hometown there, Aaron.
Love it.
The Clem is always good for something, man. So we threw out the question. I was hit with a blank. I was hit with a blank. Because his roommate was hit with a sword. How many people can say that? Mike in White Lake, go ahead, man.
That my brother says, come here, help me out with this. He was heading around a corner and he hit me with a baseball bat.
Wait a minute. On purpose? He hit you with a baseball bat?
Yeah.
Is your brother Robert De Niro from The Untouchables? What the hell, man? Who does that?
Then I'm going to my closet, grabbing a shotgun, saying, John, come here and help me. And I took a shot at my brother with a shotgun, not wanting to hit him, just wanting to hit Nick near him.
So he hit you with a bat, and then you grabbed a shotgun and gave him a warning shot.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Next thing you know, my dad's coming over, and he's taking my guns from me, but he left the baseball bat.
Can I ask if there were drinks involved?
Hey, 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. Coming up in less than 15 minutes, the first song that Bob Seger ever wrote when he was 16 years old, performed by Bob Seger. We'll play it for you in less than 15 minutes. I guarantee you a lot of Seger fans have never heard this. We'll share this with you right around 7:20 this morning. But we want to get back to Aaron's hometown. The Clem. This story coming out of Mount Clemens, if you want to read it, we'll send you the entire story, and you've got to see the picture of the guy who was swinging the sword because he looks like the bad guy from The Last Dragon.
Shonoff.
The keyword there is...
sword.
Which is what he attacked his roommate with. They were arguing over what?
So apparently an argument took place over some money, and the guy decides, you know what, I'm going to intervene with a samurai sword.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. And in Mount Clemens, they call that a normal day, right?
Like a Tuesday.
Is that what it is? So we threw this question out. 248-398-WCSX. I was hit with a blank. Mike in Lakeville, I was hit with a blank. Go ahead.
I got hit in the head with a crutch.
Okay, you got to tell this story. Why were you hit in the head with a crutch?
Well, I was at a Christmas party, and I'm standing there, and this guy's walking out the door, and he flips me off. So I walk out the door, and I'm like, hey, what's up? Next thing I know, his buddy hits me in the head with a crutch.
Oh, damn. Merry Christmas!
No, wasn't too nice. I didn't even do anything wrong.
Well, maybe his friend wasn't a stand-up guy. Never mind.
I don't think... Oh, Lord. He wasn't standing up after I took the crutch.
94.7 WCSX. Good morning, 7:21. Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Summer of Seger. Your next chance coming up here next. We'll actually do that in less than 10 minutes, so hang with us. We were just listening to this in the studio. We wanted to share this with you.
Wow.
We're going to take you back to 1961. Bob Seger is in a band called The Decibels. He's 16 years old when he wrote this song. Now, the interview you're going to hear, the little clip, is from 1991 with a guy named Timothy White, who was a writer for Billboard and stuff. Really cool dude. This is the very first song that Bob Seger ever wrote. Very first song. And he performs it for you. Now, if you missed some of it, if you want to listen to it again, maybe later on in the day to kind of pick through it, it's really cool. We'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
first.
But when you listen to this, if we played this and just told you this was Bob Seger's new song, you'd want to hear it again on the radio, right?
No doubt.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. And there's another little twist to this. And if you're a collector, we'll explain. But here's the interview clip from 1991. Timothy White's in there talking with Bob Seger.
Timothy White here in the studio with Bob Seger and Bob's acoustic guitar. Bob, would you like to strum something else from the Bob Seger archives?
I'll play you the first song I ever wrote.
Okay, let's hear that.
It's called The Lonely One. I say 16 I wrote this. She's gone from me for someone new. I guess that's what she's done. People they sigh as I walk by, and they call me the lonely one. They say, there goes the lonely one. There was another verse, and I can't remember it, but The Lonely One was definitely one of the songs recorded for one purpose, to impress this girl who actually is the girl who I wrote Night Moves about. Yeah. How crazy is that?
That's wild.
So as far as we know, it only aired once until now. It aired once on the radio in its entirety on a radio station in Ann Arbor. We don't have IOP or something like that. And we've been told there are only 6 copies of it on 45. And we put a picture up of the label, too. It looks handwritten. Like you were saying, when you'd go sing in a booth somewhere at the mall and they would press it for you.
Yep.
That's what it looks like. It's the damnedest thing. So if you have someone who has a 45 with decibels on it and that song, The Lonely One, I guarantee you it's worth a lot of money. A lot of money.
I go start digging through people's attics later on today.
No, it's called breaking and entering.
Oh,
CSX Big Jim's house, Donna Caramu, East Point. Congratulations. One of those zoo tickets. Do again tomorrow, 7:45. Big Jim, Aaron B., producer Ryan, we've been talking about this story, actually, in the studio. We'll share it with you. We want you to see this video that was sent to us over the weekend. Of course, the key word is...
radio.
Farmington Civic Theater, they were doing some work. They had a problem with a sensor or something with one of the air conditioning things. So they went up in the attic, the crawl space. And Scott Freeman sent us this email. So when they went up there on Friday, right, and they see this radio hanging off a beam. You can see in the video, it's hanging there. They're probably like the construction workers, right? They were doing expansion there 30 years ago. So everyone was wondering, and there's an extension cord running from it. Everyone's wondering, like, does the radio still work? What was it set to? Remember the old dial transistor radios?
Oh, yeah, it's old. It's 30-year-old radio.
So we're going to take you right now. Scott sent us this video. This is not edited in any way. He goes up into the crawl space there, the attic, to find out what's on the radio.
An extension cord running all the way down to the radio. It kind of comes back to the entrance to the crawl space here. And there's a plug. So we brought up an extension cord of our own. And we're going to see if the radio still works. Let's see here. See if we can put this together. Okay, here we go.
This is coming from the radio right now, way off of the distance.
I think that's music.
It works. Wait for it.
Didn't win last time during the summer of Seeger.
Beautiful.
Not a problem. Just text the keyword SOS to 248-398-WCSX, and you can register for a secret contest to win tickets for Bob at Pine Knob.
Oh, I think that answers the question. WCSX, to all those that guessed correctly. What a find.
How cool is that? Yeah, so this radio had been sitting up in their attic for 30 years, just hanging on a hook, still had the extension cord coming out of it, was tuned to CSX 30 years ago.
That's
love
incredible.
That.
Incredible.
They got to leave that radio there. Again, if you want to see the whole video, it's really cool. We'll send it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is... CSX Big Jim's House, 809... Time to play Battle of the Burbs. Fun little trivia game. We've never done it. 3 simple trivia questions. We need somebody from East, West, and Down River so we find out the smartest part of town. Again, trivia, though, but the prize is awesome.
Yeah. All 3 players today are going to get a pair of tickets to the anniversary game of the 1984 Tigers, which is Friday, July 28th. And then the winner It's going to be in the running to win the grand prize, which is VIP tickets to the game. Then you get to go to a Q&A session with Whitaker and Parrish. Then you get to watch the fireworks from the dugout. And, of course, we'll draw that winner. Next Friday.
Yeah. So you get. Oh my God. Yeah. If you're a Tigers fan, you. This is the one game this year you have to be at. We want to get you there. 248-398 WCSX. Need our three players: East, West, and Downriver. I'm checking the questions. Make sure there's any East Side bias. 248-398-9279. Our studio number.
You gonna start that again this week?
Do you want to go back and play the East Point? What was the question you had?
Never
Where
mind.
Is Capone's located? St. Clair Shores. Come on. Battle of the Burbs. TSX Big Jim Town, Summer of Seeger coming up at 8:30. Hang with us, but let's play a little game.
East Side, West Side, Down River. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
It's going to be fun. We're getting ready to celebrate the 35th anniversary of the 84 Tigers at Comerica on the 28th. We got our players on the phone. Everybody ready to roll?
Yep. Yes.
There's a delay from somebody.
You ready, Carrie?
Yes.
There we go.
There it is.
I'm like, where'd Carrie go? All right. We have our three players. Carrie representing the West Side, Chris Downriver, Matt the East Side. Carrie, if you know the answer, you will yell out West. Chris, you'll yell out Down. Matt, you'll yell out East. Do not answer until you're called upon, and make sure you are extra loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. The Tigers are celebrating the anniversary of the 1984 West. Team.
West.
West, what is it? Go ahead, Carrie.
Winning the...
Yeah, you kind of jumped the gun there. It's normally a guy that does that. But anyway, okay.
All right.
I'm
gonna.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. I'm going to finish the question. Right. Who was the manager that year?
Oh, George East.
East.
Matt.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Sparky Anderson.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Well done.
Right on,
You're
Carrie.
Not done yet. You're not done yet,
That's
Carrie.
Right.
Don't give up. Question number two. Album number 12 is on the way for this British band, according to member Phil Collin.
West.
West.
Carrie, Genesis. What's the answer?
Genesis.
Not Genesis.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins. Collins, C-O-L-L-E-N.
Oh.
Hmm. Think photograph.
Yeah.
Nothing?
No.
Okay. Def Leppard.
Oh.
Phil Collins, the guy with the shirt off, oils himself up, like we all do in the morning.
Yep.
Anyway.
I should have known that.
Yeah.
Question number three. Burger King is celebrating the Netflix show Stranger Things with an upside-down version of this famous burger.
East.
East. Matt for the win.
Whopper.
A Whopper. Chris and Carrie, you still get tickets for the game on the 28th, okay? The anniversary game for the 84 Tigers. But then, Matt, you are in the running for the grand prize. You might be actually doing a Q&A with Lou Whitaker and Lance Parrish before the game. How cool is that?
Cool.
Phenomenal.
She's so nice.
I know. You're wonderful, Carrie. Thank you so much for playing.
You.
Chris, thank you as well. You guys hang tight.
Thank
Ryan's going to talk to you. Matt.
And selection, visit nicksbuilding.com. That's nicksbuilding.com. It's the Summer of Seeger in Big Jim's house.
Oh, we got homesick for Lincoln Park.
Only on 94.7 WCSX.
Right around 8:30, let's get somebody else hooked up this morning, Aaron.
We need caller 31 now, 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. You're going to walk away with a limited edition State of Seeger t-shirt, and then you are qualified to possibly go to Seeger's fifth show at Pine Knob this Wednesday.
All right, good luck. 248-398. CSX Big Jim's house, 844. Debbie Brislack of Clarkson, our latest winner in the Summer of Seeger. We'll do that again. What time, Aaron?
9:30.
All right, journey there and don't stop believing. Saturday morning, I was downtown, spent Friday night downtown, hung out there, checked out the new Rolling Stones suite at Porter and Trumbull. It's pretty cool. We'll put that video up, as a matter of fact, some of the photos. But Saturday morning, we got up. My son Adam and I were heading back to Waterford, so we drove downtown. We cut through and went over by the Joe to see what they were doing. Remember on Friday, we saw they had the wrecking cranes out there, the ones with Iserman and Howe on the back of them. So they were starting to tear off the outside
of the Joe when we got there Saturday morning.
Hmm.
I know. Put a video up. It's on our Facebook page, which is Big Jim's House at WCSX, or on WCSX.
Correct.
It's really sad.
It is sad.
It was really sad to stand there. It kind of broke your heart. You know it's coming. And the video, you can watch him tearing down panels on a Saturday morning. But it's interesting, when you start sharing stories about the Joe, it just all of a sudden just washes over you. I think I've shared this before. I've been here almost 19 years now in Detroit. First day I came up here, my wife was still packing up the house with our kids and stuff. I didn't know what to do. It was a fall. So I wound up going to a Red Wings game. I just wanted to go to the Joe. I mean, if you're a sports fan, you got to go to the Joe. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know where to park. I just parked, went in the lot, walked up there, asked for a ticket. Guy sold me a ticket. I sat in the upper deck. I look over to my right, and I still remember this so vividly. There's an older guy and his son who's maybe 19, 20 years old. And I got there early because I wanted to see the Joe. They're eating their Little Caesars pizza. He's reading the Free Press, drinking a cup of coffee, and his son's got a Coke, and he's drinking his pop, and he's eating a pizza as well. And I sat there, and we kind of looked at each other, and I said, so is this what you guys do in Detroit? And he's like, oh, yeah, this is what we do in Detroit. And I got it right there, man. Got myself a little pizza, had a pop, and I was like, okay, I get this, man. Sitting in the upper deck of the Joe is like the greatest sports experience. I don't think people in Detroit understand how iconic that stadium was for hockey. I get goosebumps now just talking about it. That's the moment, man, to see it torn down for a lot of people. Too many memories, man. What's the first show you saw at the Joe?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Right? There's so many.
A lot of hockey. We watched a lot of hockey there when they were awful.
The Dead Wings?
Yep. And yeah, we would be the only three people in one section and move all the way down by the glass.
It's crazy, man. You and those steps. I always want to know who came up with that great idea. Let's put up a giant flights of stairs in snow and see what happens. CSX. CSX, Big Jim's House, Summer of Seeker coming up next. Hang with us. Your chance to get the State of Seeker shirt and also qualify for show number five.
Five. That would be Wednesday night.
Okay. You sneeze in the studio once a morning. Our ventilation system kicks on. I'm sure a lot of people in their office, wherever you work, the shop, wherever it is, when the air conditioners, the handlers start moving the air around, you get whatever that is. And this year in particular, my God.
It's terrible.
Yeah, for everybody. This one's crazy, though. I want to find this video. I saw it on Inside Edition. Guy in Nashville is driving down the road, flipped his SUV because he sneezed. They said the thing rolled like 8 times. They got the SUV upright, pulled him to safety, then it burst into flames. He's okay.
Oh, my God.
So when he sneezed, he must have turned the wheel, right? Is that the...
That had to be a pretty violent sneeze then.
You've had some pretty bad ones. Do you ever try to keep your eyes open when you sneeze?
Yes, and that's the scary thing when you're driving when you sneeze, though, because your eyes close temporarily.
You can't keep them open, right?
I don't think you can. I don't know. Maybe next time I sneeze, I'll do a can I keep my eyes open
test. Or we'll go Clockwork Orange. We'll clip your eyes open. You'll sneeze, and then you'll flip in your chair in the studio. Okay. We got to test it. CSX, Big Jim's House, wrapping up the show. Julene Jordan coming in next. Okay. I teased, said a Beatle now owns part of a football team. Well, he does, technically.
But it's not an American football team, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah, Paul McCartney was given team stock. You know how they give shares because they're owned by the people there?
Right.
They gave stock and a game ball before performing at Lambeau Field. So Sir Paul McCartney is now a part owner of the Green Bay Packers.
What?
Yeah, great. Who would we give a share of the Lions after all our bad luck? Lil Zan? Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Based on the Lions' luck, who'd we add? Justin Bieber? I don't know.
Justin Bieber.
Barry Manilow. I don't know. Who knows, man? So anyway, yeah. So now Sir Paul owns part of the Green Bay Packers. Thanks.
That's wild.
Thanks, Packers.
Huh.
Can we give Seeger part of the Lions?
Maybe they'll win.
I'm convinced that's what he wrote Beautiful Losers about. Anyway, I'm convinced. Okay, who are we saying hi to this morning? Our workforce shout out.
All right, our city of the week is South Lyon, and we are saying good morning to Jennifer, Maureen, and the whole staff at Good Day Cafe on Lafayette in South Lyon. Thank you guys for rocking out with CSX. We love you.
All right, we're back tomorrow. More Summer of Seeker again, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. We're going to talk about the weirdest thing ever found in a car.
Oh, yeah, this story's wild.
Start thinking about the strangest things you've seen in an argument. We have video of an argument in the parking lot at Pine Knob where this lady yelled something at, I assume, is her husband or at least her boyfriend. that I have never heard yelled in an argument. In a million years, Aaron, would you ever yell that at somebody when you were angry?
No.
Okay. It's weird. All right. We got that and more. Jolene's coming in next. You guys have a great day. Goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.